Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And yes, I'm back. Had a great time last week in Alaska. Want to send out a huge thank you to Mike Sempervivi, as well as everybody else who stepped in for me last week when I was gone. Very much do appreciate that. My voice is still not back yet. I did a show last night, and here I am getting ready for Sunday, and my voice is not fully recovered. I'm out of voice shape, but we're going to do our best today. We've got Mike Sempervivi here. Going to talk about all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and there is a lot of it, not the least of which is we're a week away from SummerSlam. We got some matches. We're going to talk about those tonight. Actually, 2 weeks away from SummerSlam. Tomorrow is Raw in Everett, and I will be there live so we can talk about that show, what's planned. A lot of interesting things happened in WWE this weekend, including a fan throwing a replica Money in the Bank briefcase into the ring and hitting Roman Reigns. I'm not making this up. Roman Reigns was hit by a briefcase. The police were called. This happened last night. Crazy story. We could talk about that. As well as some other WWE injuries and Triple Mania. Triple Mania is one of AAA's biggest shows. Triple Mania 15, Triple Mania 2015, is taking place tonight on pay-per-view. Kicks off in about an hour. We'll be watching it tonight. We'll do a Brian and Vinny show recapping Triple Mania. We can talk about that show. We've had Triple Mania guests, AAA guests on the show for the past week, and so we could talk all about that. And, of course, as always here on Sunday, we're going to be taking a bunch of open-line phone calls as well. Whatever is on your mind, it's fair game today. So we'll be back after the next break with all of the news and more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like Tannoy studio monitors, $99 each, or select cables and drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Look at that. We got new music there, Mike. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, joined by Mike Sempervivi, here, of course, every day. I'm not. I am now. I'm back from Alaska. I don't know if you heard it, Mike, but a huge thank you to you for holding down the fort when I was gone, regardless of what anybody might have said on the board. How'd things go?
I think they went quite well. The figure four, never done a figure four daily before, at least in the lead chair, although I really wasn't in the lead chair since it was Dave Meltzer and Conan. And so I really didn't have much to say at all with those two talking. And I thought that was absolutely awesome in the leading up to tonight's Triple Mania. And Josh Nason and David Bixenspan being here at the beginning of the week, and Sean Radican being here at the end of the week, they were great. So I want to thank everybody for listening. They had the chance to check it out, but I'm sure everybody is much more in rapture right now that you're back from Alaska. And can you tell us about bears or anything like that? Is there anything you can learn us on with your northern exposure?
Well, what can I say about bears? I did see some bears, not in the wild. We went to kind of like a sort of a thing where you walk around. It's kind of like a zoo. I guess it's a zoo, but they didn't call it a zoo. It was like a conservation place. So
sanctuary?
Something like that. So I got a couple of bear pics there. But I will say that
With a bear, like hanging out, like arm in arm?
Actually, this bear was sitting and reclining. It's the greatest picture I think I've ever taken in my life. But we stayed at a place. We stayed at two different places. We stayed in Seward, and then we stayed in Homer, which is the second place. And we go to Homer, and I didn't want to run into any bears because I really don't want to be eaten. And we'd avoided them, and there didn't seem to be any bears anywhere that we were going. So the first place we went to, you didn't have to go check in. They knew you were coming. They left the key out. All you had to do was let yourself in and call them, and that was how you checked in.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do that at the first place, and we go to the second place, and the door's open. The key is inside. It's exactly like the other place. So I thought, okay, well, same thing. We'll just, we kind of wandered by the office, and we didn't see anybody in there, so we just go inside and hanging out in there, and about 2 hours later, we hear somebody banging on the door, and it's the guy that runs the place, and he's very surly, and he's like, "You have a reservation?" We're like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, you need to check in." So anyway, he was being very surly, and my wife had rented the thing, and so I said, "Okay, you go and check in, and I'll wait here." So she goes to do all the things.
He's sending your wife out to go with the surly dude.
Exactly, yeah. So I did feel bad about it after she was gone for like 2 minutes, and so I thought, okay, I'll go and I'll offer some moral support. So I walk across the deal, and I go into the office, and she sees me, and she kind of shuffles a little bit, like she's trying to cover something up. And I look behind her, and there's a sign that just says, "There have been bears around, a mama bear and her baby." And my wife afterwards just said, "I really didn't want you to see that sign." And I was like, yeah, it's a little worrisome. But what did the guy say about the bear? And she goes, "Well, he said that there's been these bears around, but he said, don't worry about it. just make sure you look before you go outside.
That's it?
I was like, just make sure we look before we... Did he have a, if not? Like, what happens if I don't look before I go outside? Am I going to be eaten?
Bared out of nowhere.
So, yeah, we had to look every time before we went outside because there might have been a bear out there that was preparing to eat us. So, yeah, we didn't get eaten. We didn't see any bears. Didn't see any Sasquatch. I'll talk more about that tonight.
I like the survival tips that they give you in case you stumble upon the bear. It's just you have to wait for the bear to come to you. You know, what happens if you stumble out there by the bear?
Exactly. And then, before I even heard this, I did not want to be eaten by a bear. We're driving, and there's nothing, there's literally nothing on the radio except conservative talk radio as you're driving from place to place. So we're just, and everyone's talking about Trump. I'm not going to talk about politics on this show, but I got to say that because Trump has a pro wrestling tie-in, I can at least mention it here on this program. This is just about the most amazing thing I've ever seen, this Trump deal that's going on right now. It's insane. But anyway, we're driving, and the top of the hour news comes, and there's a story of this local woman got mauled by a bear. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. And it talks about how she got mauled by a bear, and she was taken to the hospital, and she'll be okay. And the newscaster just says, no one knows how she got away. Like, this is shocking news that someone escaped a mauling by a bear. And I'm like, God, what next? And then when I hear we got to look before we go outside because there might be a bear there, it's like, this is crazy. But this was the best vacation. We had the best time. And so I want to thank everybody who held up their end of the bargain or whatever you want to say as I was gone. I very much appreciate it. And it was a good time. Go to Alaska, everybody. Just watch out for the bears.
I'm not going to believe that person actually escaped a bear unless I find out that they have a history in professional wrestling, because as far as I know, they're the only people who get away from bears are professional wrestlers. Now, granted, those bears have been muzzled and they know how to work, but still, you know, how do you escape a bear?
When I was looking at all the bears in that sanctuary, they're very large, and we went to another museum or something, and they had a stuffed bear. And that was the first thing I thought, because wrestlers, especially in Western Canada, there were a lot of, and on the carnival circuit, there were wrestlers back in the day that wrestled bears.
That Dave was McKinley, right?
That was right. That was one of the gimmicks, was wrestling a bear. And I just took a look at all these bears, and it was just like, holy smokes. I mean, even declawing the bear and putting the muzzle on the bear, this thing's like 800 pounds. And granted, I'm sure the bears were much smaller than everybody wrestled, but still, you're talking like a 400-500-pound bear. It's crazy to think about, but people used to do that.
I like the story of, too, you know, the bear was, after the match, you know, the guys would go and drink a beer. The bear would have a Coke out of a glass bottle. The bear would enjoy that. At least the one that would seemingly be in the South all the time, that I know Jim Cornette talks about, the great working bear down there, where they seem to do that a lot down there. I know in Canada as well, too, obviously, for obvious reasons. But down South, they love that gimmick.
The key is to give the bear whatever it wants. That's what I have determined. We got somebody on Twitter who's sick of us talking about bears and wants us to get to Ryan's call. No one's calling yet. We're going to open the phones here in a while. But I do have a question for you, Mike, since you did the show on Friday. Did you do Open Line Fridays?
Sort of, yes.
Did anybody call about that SmackDown women's match?
No.
Really?
Nope.
I guess I didn't want to call and talk about how terrible it was.
I think Ed will only call if it's one of the parts unknown line. He's now refusing to call any other line. And he and I don't know about Jim in Virginia. I know those guys probably would have been the best candidates to bring it up, but they did not happen to make it through on Friday.
Well, all I know is that we're going to take calls here later on. And if you saw the SmackDown women's match, I want to know what you thought about it, because it was terrible. The finish, the whole match was pretty much terrible, but the last 2 minutes and the finish, it was such a disaster. I honest to God, I watched the last 5 minutes of that match about six times last night before I did the show with Dave. And we can talk about it here on the program, and I want to get your thoughts on that. And we're going to be previewing the Triple Mania show as well. It's kicking off at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, an hour earlier in the traditional time slot, on pay-per-view. If you can normally watch pay-per-views, you can watch the Triple A show. We've been interviewing guests for the last couple of weeks, so we're going to talk about that on the program today, as well as SummerSlam, as I mentioned in the opening monologue there. I am going to Raw tomorrow, and I've been alerted that there's no Brock Lesnar, there's no Undertaker. Apparently there's no John Cena, so I guess all I can hope for is that the New Day is going to be there. But SummerSlam has got 4 matches so far. We could talk about that. I've got the entire card here for the AAA pay-per-view tonight. We will discuss that as well. And also, Roman Reigns getting waylaid by a briefcase. Going to talk about that as well. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I don't know what to do with all this new music. It's very exciting. Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of news to talk about today as we head toward the Triple Mania pay-per-view, exclusively on pay-per-view. From Mexico, and a lot of big matches. We'll be going over those here in a little while today. taking your phone calls after a while as well. Don't call yet. Phone lines aren't open. We'll get into those here in a little while. But first off, this SummerSlam card, we got four matches so far. And I know that a lot of people disagreed with me when I made this statement a couple of weeks ago, but I am glad that they have kept The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar apart ever since that violent brawl that they had on Raw. They had a tremendous brawl. And I thought, there's no way that you are going to top this brawl. And so keep these guys away from each other. I don't need a guy running a guy over in a hearse. I don't need any magic. This is a match that now, because of that brawl, everybody wants to see. And so just take your time, build it up, and then pay it off at SummerSlam. And that appears to be what they're doing. This could all change tomorrow, but it appears to be what they're doing.
I know it may sound cynical to some people, but you said it right when you said all they can do is mess it up. Because if you do keep trotting them out there over and over again, all you can do is mess it up. It's very simple. And the biggest thing is out of the way. It was that, you know, that huge brawl and Brock being arrested. And all we needed was Paul Heyman to run his mouth. All we need is video packages. Although, good Lord, the video package for that match, you know, they had two of them during Paul Heyman's promo. You will see that about a million more times leading into SummerSlam and on SummerSlam. It's awesome, but they are really, really long. Really good, but really long. But really, that's
fine
a
with me.
Thing. That's the thing. That's all you need. That's really, really all you need. And I guess Undertaker and Lesnar will both be out there in Minnesota coming up here. Not tomorrow, obviously, but next week. Leading into SummerSlam, and can you imagine the reaction Brock is going to get in Minnesota? So it's almost guaranteed to be awesome again. The go home being awesome with the two of them somehow interacting again. So they've done this part. You know, when WWE does their good stuff, they tend to do as a whole over the last couple of years. The one thing that they really concentrate on, they always seem to do it well in the end. And this is an example of that.
Yeah, I am really, I don't know if excited is the right word, but I think they're doing a great job with that main event.
Say you're marking out a little bit, because that's what it is.
I don't know about that. I was for the brawl, I will say that. But
it's
the,
like Brock
key
Lesnar,
is,
at least it gives you your, like, some fandom back, you know, when so much of it sucks and so much of it can be so incredibly painful over 3 hours, at least it gives you something.
Well, what I like about the whole deal is it's so good that I don't care what else they do with the rest of the card. Because the reality is the rest of the card doesn't matter. And I'll give you a perfect example. If we didn't have like a really good main event scheduled, I would probably be up in arms about this this tag match they have scheduled. It's Wyatt and Harper against Reigns and Ambrose. Now, originally, Sting was going to be involved, and probably a third member of the Wyatt family. But Vince has decided that's not going to happen. And really, Vince is right, and I'll tell you why. You've already got Undertaker versus Brock on this show, and it's great. You don't need to have Sting on this show. Hold Sting off until the September pay-per-view, and then the September pay-per-view has got a hook that it wouldn't have had before. So, I have no problem with that. What I do kind of have a problem with, and I don't really because the main event is so good, but the fact that we're getting a tag match at SummerSlam, and I just saw the match on Monday, and not only did I see the match on Raw, but it was a enhanced version of the match. We had Wyatt, Harper, and Sheamus against Reigns, Ambrose, and Orton. We had the exact same match with two extra stars, and now they're putting just the tag match on SummerSlam like it's going to be a big match. Things like that would normally annoy me, but because it's a good main event, I don't really care all that much. But it is funny that they gave that match away for free with two bonus players.
Yeah, you're right, but the problem is the options are so limited because we've seen everyone against everyone so many times. So there's only so many creative ways you can keep guys in the mix, and Roman Reigns you need to keep strong, and you know, when you've limited your own options, then you're stuck with situations like this where you go with the boxing approach of come see the main event and then we got a bunch of this other stuff down here, too. Hopefully you've gotten a giggle out of Titus on commentary. Hopefully You think what we're doing with the women's division is okay. Hopefully you still really like Randy Orton. You just do that stuff and you throw it out there and just aim for the main event being the biggest thing. And if it fails, at least in the back of your mind you have, well, it was only $9.99.
Now, as far as this champion versus champion match, we've got Cena and Seth Rollins. It is now title for title. Both belts are going to be on the line. They are building it up as this will be the first time in history that somebody carries both of these titles at the same time. Now, I have two theories about where they're going. One is that John Cena beats Seth Rollins and he wins the WWE title, at which point Sheamus immediately cashes in, wins the belt, and John Cena remains the U.S. champion, and Sheamus is the new WWE champion. And, of course, that would be set up by having Orton beat Sheamus, and then Orton is your first challenger for Sheamus, like they always do with Randy Orton. So that is one possibility. The other possibility, if they don't want to just do like a lame DQ or count out or something like that so nobody leaves with both titles, the other possibility is that they do the 60-minute match. If you've been following WWE, there have been a lot of things they've done of late that have been taken directly from Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor just did a one-hour draw. This show is now 4 hours long. They're trying to make it the SummerSlam, the WrestleMania of the summer. 4 hours is a long time. I know they're going to add more matches, but we've only got four announced so far. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they want Seth and Cena to go an hour, and they do the one-hour draw, and neither title changes hands. I think those are the two most likely scenarios.
Jimmy Jacobs just giving him epiphanies all over the place all of a sudden. I mean, I know obviously that they're paying attention more to Ring of Honor because they're running NXT in opposition to it, or at least is taking more of an aggressive stance. I guess he could be nice about it and say that towards Ring of Honor. I think that's a mistake as much. I think Rollins and Cena could do it, but I think it's a mistake to do on that show. There's no need to. I think the option of Sheamus having that happen, to me, it makes Seth Rollins more interesting because now what's his worth to the authority? If John Cena wins it, Sheamus cashes it in, which, you know, does Sheamus have a concussion? We don't know. Could this all be something that's being floated out there so it's even more of a surprise when he shows up? We'll see. Who knows? But as far as that scenario playing out, I like that more for everyone involved, including Randy Orton, like you said, including John Cena, who still has the U.S. title. Now people can throw that in his face that he, you know, he lost. Now he's ripe for the picking for the U.S. belt. You get more stories out of that by far. Plus, the big thing about, you know, Rollins and where you go with him and his association with the authority, which, you know, in theory, the authority can just go, well, we have Sheamus now. And you can build up tension that way in case you ever wanted to turn Rollins babyface. So to me, there are far more options in that approach.
I hadn't even thought of the idea that the Sheamus injury could be a work. Sheamus apparently has a concussion. Actually, I don't know if he has a concussion because WWE doesn't like to talk about people that have concussions. But Sheamus apparently suffered some sort of injury, and so he looks like he's going to be out of action for a while. But yes, I guess that could be a cover story to get him out of people's minds to do a surprise cash-in.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't need to see Sheamus in that position, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but what does the world title mean when you have Brock Lesnar around and you have the authority around and you have, I mean, the belt is a prop. And Rollins, look, Rollins is doing a great job when he defends it, but again, this everything is built around the story and Sheamus having that belt and Cena still having the U.S. title in play and still being a, you know, he doesn't lose that much because he's tired after this war with this athletic super, you know, guy who's held onto the belt for a long period of time. And Sheamus comes in dastardly like the prick that he is and steals the belt away. And he's got a relationship with Triple H and maybe Rollins can be jealous of that. Again, there's so many things with Orton. And granted, these are the same names over and over again. And you have to deal with the fact that you have the authority angle, which if you don't like that sort of thing, obviously, you know, this is probably pissing you off right now. But with the scenarios that they have, to me, again, as far as stories go,
that's really all that matters. And then with Brock Lesnar, I don't know what he's got planned to come next. If you're going to do anything with him at some, you know, at Survivor Series, or what's going to happen coming out of his match with The Undertaker. But if he's going to be around, then as horrible as this is to say, the world title situation becomes even less valuable, because Brock Lesnar is your, you know, your diamond. He's your world heavyweight champion, you know, whether he's got a strap around his waist or not.
All right, everybody, we're about to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking some Triple Mania. And later on today, we also got to talk the SmackDown Women's match. It is Wrestling Observer Live, so that's usually when everybody calls to talk about the women. Now's your chance. Are you going to defend this match? Are you going to tell me this match was good? We'll find out soon. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone lines are ringing. Stand by, everybody. We got some more news to talk about, and then we'll get to the phone calls here today.
Can you tolerate this new music, Brian? Is this throwing you off too much?
No, my lack of voice is throwing me off. And I just got a message from Dave. We may be doing a show tonight, which would be four shows today, which I'm not sure I'm going to be able to handle, but we'll see what happens. Triple Mania is starting here soon, everybody. Double main event, Rey Mysterio versus Mysticis in a singles match. Mysticis is the former Mystico, the former Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara in WWE, not the guy that's there now. And also El Patron, Alberto El Patron, against Brian Cage in a hair versus hair match. Those are the two main events of the show. We've also got a three-way trios steel cage match for the AAA Trios title. Averno, Chessman, Cibernetico against Angelico, Jack Evans, and Phoenix against Hijo del Fantasma, Pentagon Jr., and Tejano Jr., all taking place tonight on the AAA pay-per-view. Mike, are you getting the show?
I am. I've actually already ordered it for the internet. I'm relatively excited about this. I still am on a Lucha Underground high, and for those who are unaware, most of the guys from Lucha Underground came from AAA. So it's kind of a good hat tip to the season ending of Lucha Underground and the Ultimate Lucha finale that played on Wednesday. You know, this kind of bookending everything here with AAA's, you know, biggest show of the year or one of their biggest shows of the year. You know, they have Rey de Reyes and, you know, they have a couple other ones as well. But this is, you know, their anniversary show. And I'm excited to see Mystico and Mysterio. It's a couple years too late, obviously, compared to them being in more of their, you know, certainly Mysterio, you know, physically, even though he says he's doing really well right now, you know, as far as being healthy a couple years ago and just a little bit less on his body. The chances of seeing him and Sin Cara in WWE, it was supposed to be a big deal. It was supposed to be, you know, mask versus mask talked about at WrestleMania and the biggest the amount of people to wear masks in one time. And it was going to be this big spectacle, and we didn't get it. But I still remember Mystico from 2005 when he was really the best wrestler in the world and how big of a deal he was and how he was supposed to be the next Rey Mysterio, the next export from Mexico to the world that just, you know, ends up tearing the roof down, you know, or tearing the building down. And he didn't really do it on his tours in New Japan. There were other guys that actually impressed more. Obviously, his story when he went to WWE is well told, but he's got a new lease on life down in Mexico. And, you know, everything going into this match, Mysticis's attitude and his heelishness, and we know the situation about his entourage and Alberto El Patron, and for the aesthetics of this match with Mysterio, he came out as the Terminator with that deal that they had with Paramount. And tonight there's going to be a Mission Impossible theme. And, you know, Mysterio, when it comes to WrestleMania, is always like having themed out gear and all that stuff. So the whole spectacle of that match is something that I'm really looking forward to. And I believe that Mysterio can do it. I'm just hoping that Mystico or Mysticis holds up his end of the deal. And it really ends up being the match that, you know, people that have wanted for a long time to see.
Got a lot of people on Twitter here noting that WWE does not announce a 1 hour time limit. And if they announce a 1 hour time limit, it might give things away. And when's the last time they announced 1 hour? It's all true. It's all true. I mean, you could just ring the bell exactly an hour in, and that's the end of that, and then, you know.
Which is exactly what Ring of Honor just did.
It's better to apologize than ask permission. Isn't that right?
That's always the way that WWE has done stuff. They could always, you know, twist the truth after the fact, but those types of things usually only work if you're going to announce a time limit when you have people conditioned, you know, over time to know that there's time limits. So I think that's just, it's the wrong WWE in 2015 and the way it currently is. I mean, you could do that in NXT. To me, you cannot do that in WWE and have it be as impactful as you'd want it to be. I think there's other things you could do that would make more sense to their fan base.
We'll see. I think it's either a Money in the Bank cash in or it's got to be a time limit draw. Or it's got to be a lame finish.
Why does it have to be a time limit draw?
It doesn't. I mean, it can be a lame finish. I said, but I don't want it to be a lame finish because that would be lame.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not like they haven't done no contests before. And again, you know, especially since the 995 or 999 era has come through, and on top of it, on this one they got Brock and Undertaker. So No, it could be a huge schmoz where he just Rusev runs in and every, you know, wacky person in the world runs in and ends up screwing it up somehow, and it just sets up something else down the road. Doesn't make it right, but, you know, again,
well,
you don't
then
have
we'd
to
have
go
to
an
see
hour
a rematch.
To do it.
How do you get out of a champion versus champion match?
Well, to be honest with you, with the mainstream WWE fan base, what do you think would be more of a negative to them? To have, in this day and age, a hour-long John Cena-Rollins match that just ends with a ding of the bell and it's a draw and it's over, or some sort of wacky, you know, a hot finish, you know, hopefully, but a really wacky, convoluted one?
I don't know, but I know that John Cena and Seth Rollins could probably do an hour match, and if you build it up as you fans have seen history here, a legendary match, I think that that would mean more to the fans than, hey, this is the 95th screw job finish that we've given you in the last year.
To me, it's don't look over here behind this curtain. Check this out. We have a shiny Brock Lesnar against The Undertaker over here, kids. And then you just worry about it on Monday night.
Got a gif here of the Sheamus injury. And he got a shoulder tackle from Roman. It appears to be very groggy. And he fell out of the ring. I would bet it's actually a real injury. I mean, if you're going to do a worked injury for a fake concussion, it probably would be something better than a flat back bump. There's a lot of ways to work a supposed head injury, and I don't think falling down is high on the list. But I will retweet that if you want to check out the animated GIF of when Sheamus allegedly got his injury. So head up there on my Twitter.
Could anybody really be surprised if you heard that Sheamus or Swagger or Titus or Reigns or Ambrose or, you know, Barrett, a handful of guys, if you heard any of those names and concussion, I mean, you kind of have to believe it, you know, and maybe it was as simple as he got his bell rung. It was a very slight concussion or whatever it was, or maybe he's got great recuperative powers and he's okay and they're still playing this up. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if this is truly legit.
This person wants to know, why not announce an Iron Man match and have it end in a draw? Problem is, Iron Man matches don't work anymore.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it used to mean something. You know, how many falls you could get over a guy in an hour time. What does that mean to the 2015 WWE fan? It doesn't mean anything.
Well, my point
anymore.
Is, if you tell people the match is going to be an hour, they're going to get bored. But if you just go an hour, they're less likely to be bored if it's a great match.
I guess. Yes, I guess. I just, at the end of this thing, if it's going to end screwy anyway.
Trust me, if they tell me the match is going an hour, I'm going to fall asleep halfway through.
Well, and you'll know, though. You'll know once it hits, like, the 30-minute mark. I mean, even the densest person would have to go, okay, something's up here, because people are so conditioned of the time to the 25.
We've had 30-minute matches on Raw this year. They've gone 30.
They have, but it starts getting a little bit past that, and, you know, people are going to know, you know, something's probably up here.
This person thinks that Cena's just going to win the title and pass Flair. Actually, tie Flair if he won the belt. So I don't know if that's somebody had a theory that he was going to win the title two more times so he would pass Flair, and somehow this would also help erase Hogan from history. I'm not sure I follow the line of reasoning there, but I don't know. Let's see what everyone is talking about today. To the phones, parts unknown line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed. Tell me about this women's match on SmackDown.
Okay, well, I didn't see the whole match from SmackDown.
But what do you mean you didn't see the whole match?
I didn't watch SmackDown. I just saw the clips that they put on YouTube, on the video package, and from the clips they showed, you wouldn't think anything was wrong until you actually see their faces after the match, and then you could kind of tell. But I knew this was going to happen. You've mentioned it yourself 100 times that these girls, they wrestle each other in NXT over and over again, and I knew when they had to wrestle somebody new that something like this was bound to happen eventually, and it did. And my question is, Dave has mentioned that there are forces behind the scenes that are not high on Charlotte already. I'm assuming he's talking about Vince and Kevin Dunn.
It's been like that for a long time, yeah.
Now, them seeing this match, what's what are the chances that Vince and Kevin Dunn get together and go, look, this girl's just going to screw stuff up. If we're going to have a girl screw stuff up, let's get a better-looking one. Let's send her back, and let's bring in Dana Brooke.
Well, the problem with your theory, Ed, is that the blame was
Kevin,
not...
Kevin, get in here. Stick her with Fat Owens. I'm done with him, too.
The blame was not put solely on Charlotte. The blame was put on all of the girls in the ring. Which actually is worse, because if the blame had only been put on Charlotte, then maybe they would say, okay, Charlotte needs to be sent back down. She's not ready yet.
It was Sasha's fault for standing outside. Sasha and Becky get in trouble.
If they put the blame... No, it wasn't just the finish. They thought the whole match sucked, like from start to finish. And so if the blame is put on all of the girls, this whole revolution, done for.
Now, what do you think, like, okay, if they were really high on it 2 weeks ago and after this, what do you think, they? How much have they gone down, I think, on, you know, wanting to push the revolution? And how much of this do you contribute to Becky bringing back her stupid wings?
Her stupid what?
She had her wings back on SmackDown. She hadn't had them the last couple weeks.
I would say in the grand scheme of things, that's low on the list of problems with everything that happened on Thursday.
Well, they need to get rid of them because they're stupid.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Ed. An enlightening wrap-up to that conversation there. She needs to get rid of her wings.
You know what? I didn't miss him not calling this week.
Oh, man. Hey, tell me what happened with Ryan when he called this week.
I don't remember. I've pretty much blocked it out of my mind. Let's see. He did search Wikipedia for the prize pack win when it came to who was Sexy Star's husband and how many people would be involved in the match he was going to be in at Ultima Lucha, the seven way. So he did get that one right. So at least for once in his life, and I don't know how many times this has happened. I don't want to judge him at all, but at least one time that I know of, Ryan can actually say he was right once in his life.
Well, let's see if he's right twice in his life. Ryan, you are on the air. What's going on? Ryan?
Yes, I'd like to give my comments on the women's match. It was a two-star match, in my opinion. So it was about an average match. I think people are overreacting on the quality of the match. And I'd also like to say you're underestimating the quality of Iron Man matches, because I've never seen a bad Iron Man match in WWE. And honestly, one of my buddies once let me drive him 3 hours to the John Cena Randy Orton one, but I didn't do it. He doesn't even watch wrestling, so they're a major drawing card for WWE.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. We have to head to a break here. A two-star match, Ryan said. Which I need. That means I need Ryan to start reviewing some of my own matches, because I never thought I had a five-star match, but apparently I did.
Hell of a curve.
And you know what? I will say, though, he's right. It's not like you're going to have a bad Iron Man match in WWE. It's just that I don't think that's what people want to see. It's a long time when you tell them it's going to be an hour. It's a short attention span generation. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. To the phones, we only got a little while, but East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
Well, I saw that match on SmackDown, and I hope it doesn't destroy any momentum for the girls, but no, it wasn't good, and you could just see everything just falling off the rails halfway through the match, especially at the Charlotte deal where she was going for the figure four and she messed it up. It just looked like the plan fell apart from whatever they had planned to do, and it...
I don't even know what they were trying to do is what baffles me the most. What was the plan? What was your idea?
Yeah, and Ed brings up a good point. Why, when they tape SmackDown, they usually will go out and retape a bad finish. I mean, frankly, I would have just left this whole thing right off the show. I mean, that's honestly how craptastic it was.
The problem with leaving it off the show is it was like 15 minutes long.
Oh, that was the other problem.
It went forever. And I don't even know why. Like, I don't think people understand that, like, the great memorable NXT women's matches that they show on, like, TakeOver that are really long, that's one match every 3 or 4 months. The women's matches on the NXT television show are not 15 minutes long. Occasionally there will be a long main event.
Gone.
But we're out of time. Back in a moment. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.